Good morning and welcome to Catalate, your Heidelberg breakfast devotion. I am Chuck Meether and it's good to have you with us. So pull up a stool and let's get started. Number 34, why do you call him our Lord? Because not with silver or gold, but with his precious blood, he has redeemed and purchased us body and soul from sin and from all the power of the devil to be his own. And as our habit, we look at scripture that undergirds the catechism formulation, because without scripture, the catechism would be absolutely meaningless, because the catechism itself is a Q&A format that fleshes out the counsel of God, which we find from his word. And so, 1 Peter 1:18-19, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And that's an important text, because had Christ been with blemish or spot, then he could not make propitiation. He could not appease the wrath of God. He could not make expiation, that is, removing our sin and guilt. 1 Peter 2:9, which is a text we've been looking at throughout this week. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Corinthians 6:20, for you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 7:23, you were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. And then three more passages, Acts 2:36, therefore let the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, from whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Then finally, Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So we call him Lord because he purchased us. He is not only our Redeemer, but he is our King. And so, as always, walk with him today and be a blessing.